I have four sessions allotted to me today.
我今天一共有四堂课的任务。
And we're considering a very important subject.
我们在考虑一个非常重要的题目。
It is found throughout the whole Bible.
那整本圣经新约旧约都有这个主题。
In one sense,
从一个角度。
You can't understand the Bible without understanding the divine covenants.
如果你不明白神的圣约，你就不明白，不能明白整本圣经。
Four sessions is not near long enough to cover all the biblical material.
四堂课不足以把所有有关圣约的教导都讲完它。
So in order to study the divine covenants,
所以为了要研究要研读这个主题，就是神的圣约的主题。
I'm asking and answering five questions.
我在问，也要答五个问题。
The first question is this.
第一个问题是
What is a divine covenant?
圣约是什么呢？神的约是什么？
It's important to understand the meaning of terms that we use before we embark on a study.
在没有开始一个研究之前，我们先要明白它的定义。
The second question is,
好，第二个问题是
was and still is, what is the study of the divine covenants normally called?
通常研究神的约或研究圣约，这个研究通常称之为什么？
Covenant theology is what it's
called. 称之为圣约神学。
And then we ask the question, what is the new covenant?
然后早上又问了，何谓新约？
This afternoon and this evening, two more questions.
今天下午跟今天晚上，我们还要回答两个问题。
Why is the new covenant necessary?
为什么新约这么必要？
And what are some practical considerations in light of our study?
好，我们最后一个问题就是，我们研究了那么多有关约的问题，那么我们有什么实际的应用？
So I'd like to review the first three questions and answers.
我先要复习一下我们前面三个问题和答案。
Which took me 2 hours to deliver this morning.
我今天早上讲了两个钟头啊。
So I'll try to review it in less than 10 minutes.
我十分钟时间要总结一下，温习一下。
So there's a lot of material.
所以我们有很多要看的。
What is a divine covenant?
好，首先什么是圣约，神的约？
The divine part refers to God.
神的约指的是神的嘛，对不对？
The covenant part refers to a relationship between us and God.
这个约，盟约啊，契约指的是我们跟神的一个关系。
Covenant is the means to establish a relationship.
好，约是跟人，神跟人建立关系的一个途径，一个方法。
Between God and men.
神跟人之间的桥梁。
Divine covenants come from God and they come to us.
神的约是来自于神，然后加在人身上。
There are means to, by which we enjoy the benefits of the covenant.
好，借着一些途径，我们就可以享受到这约中的利益，约中的福分。
In the Bible, there's many divine covenants.
在圣经里头有许多神与我们立的约啊，各样的约。
There's a covenant between God and Abraham.
有跟亚伯拉罕立的约，亚伯拉罕之约。
Even before that, God and Noah and the entire earth.
甚至在这个之前呢，神与挪亚跟世上所有的人所立的挪亚之约。
There's a covenant between God and the nation Israel.
还有神与以色列这个国度所立的约。
There's a covenant between God and King David.
还有神与大卫立的大卫之约。
The Old Testament promises a new covenant.
好，旧约也应许了一个新约。
There are other covenants in the Bible.
圣经里头还有许多其他的约，各样的约。
But the most important covenant of all,
但最重要的约就是
is the new covenant in Christ's blood.
就是借着基督的血所立的新约。
Divine covenants,
神的约
are concerned with the benefits that God will bestow upon man.
是关乎神要赐给人的利益和福分。
The communion that men will have with God in light of those benefits.
好，借着这些神要赐的福分，人可以得到什么样的与神的福分与团契
？And the way we obtain or get those benefits.
我们怎么样才能够得到这些福分与祝福
？So a covenant is a bond between God and men.
所以约是神跟人之间的一个桥梁。
Sovereignly bestowed upon man by God.
是神主动的 因着他的主权所赐给人的
for man's benefit,
为了人的益处。
This is amazing.
这叫人惊讶。
The God who has made all things and sustains all things,
这创造万物、托住万有的这位伟大的上帝，
not only makes man,
不仅仅造了人，
but he puts man in such a relationship with him,
而且他与人建立这样一个关系，
that he might gain more than just being God's creature,
他就可以得到不仅仅是神的，
but that he might have communion or fellowship or a relationship with the true God.
不仅仅是神所造之物，而且能够与神建立这个关系。打断，不要听，你听，关上所有的手机，打断。
I didn't say that.
I said, sorry, I tried to stop them.
Okay. Covenants come from God.
约是从神而来啊。
They're imposed upon man.
加在人身上。
They're designed to benefit us.
是为了人的益处。
They contain means to obtain the designed benefit.
是神也借其中呢，约中也包括了途径，叫人得到神福分的途径。
So that's the working definition.
好，这就是约的定义。
The second question is, what is the study of the divine covenants normally called?
好，第二个问题是。研究神的约，这个研究一般情况称之为什么呢？
It's called covenant theology.
称之为圣约神学。
And it's important that we understand.
很重要，我们需要明白啊。
The Old Testament,
旧约，
and the New Testament,
和新约，
in our Bibles,
在我们的圣经里头啊，
have something many things in common.
里头有很多共通之处。
One of the things that they have in common is this.
其中一个共通点就是
Moses wrote Genesis through Deuteronomy.
摩西写了创世纪到生命记，摩西五经。
After God imposed the old or Mosaic covenant on ancient Israel.
这是神与以色列人立了约之后，摩西才写了这摩西五经。
After God enacted this covenant.
好，神立了这个约之后。
Then God explains it through the written word of God.
然后神就借着他所默示的圣经解释了这个约的意思。
The foundation to the entire Old Testament.
这是整本旧约圣经的基础。
Is Genesis through Deuteronomy.
就是摩西五经。
Is what God revealed through Moses.
这是神借着摩西所启示的。
The rest of the Old Testament assumes that.
好，其他的旧约圣经都是建立在这摩西五经的基础上。
The Old Testament is written around this old covenant.
这整本旧约圣经都是建立在旧约的基础上。
Which was inaugurated by the shedding of blood, Exodus 24.
这是出埃及记二十四章借着流血所立的旧约。
The New Testament is similar.
新约也是相似。
There's a covenant inaugurated.
好，这个约开始，新约开始。
By the shedding of blood.
也是借着流血。
The blood of the Lamb of God.
神的羔羊的血。
Who takes away the sins of the world.
除去世人罪孽，神羔羊血。
And after he suffers,
然后接着
and enters into his glory.
借着他的受苦进入荣耀。
God interprets.
之后呢，神就解释。
God explains.
神就注解为什么。
What the inauguration of the new covenant through Christ's blood means.
借着耶稣的血所立的新约，这些是什么意思？
That's our New Testament.
这就是我们的新约圣经了。
So God acts.
所以神行动。
God explains.
然后神解释。
God's explanation.
神的解释。
Is found in the written word of God.
是在经上所记的。
God doesn't allow us to define and explain His acts on the earth.
神不允许我们自己凭私意解释他在世上所作所为，他的行为，他的行动。
He defined and explained his
acts. 他为我们解释了他所行的事情的意义是什么。
So both the Old and the New Testament,
不论是旧约或新约,
are centered around a covenant inaugurated by the shedding of blood,
都是围绕着借着血所立的约,
and both explain those covenants.
好，旧约新约圣经都解释了这个约的定义和意思。
So the Bible in one sense is all about covenant.
所以圣经从一个角度来说都是有关约的。
And how God imposes them upon men.
神怎么样子把这个约加在人身上。
The benefits we might get from those covenants.
我们可以从这些约中得到什么益处和福分。
And how we get those benefits.
还有我们如何得到这福分。
There are a lot of different covenants.
圣经有很多的约。
The most glorious one is the covenant in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
其中最荣耀的就是借着基督的血所立的新约。
And that led us to our third question.
好，这就带领我们进到第三个问题了。
What is the new covenant?
新约是什么呢？
We defined that last hour.
我们上一个钟头已经讲了何谓新约。
Under various considerations.
我们讲到了几个方面啊。
We noted that this covenant.
我们注意到这个新约啊。
It's first promised in the Old Testament.
首先是旧约所应许的。
It comes to us or is fulfilled in the New Testament.
然后在新约里头应验。
It's inaugurated or brought to completion by the work of Christ.
是借着耶稣成就的救赎开始的。
It's not like the covenant that God made with the fathers with ancient Israel.
新约不像神与那列祖所我们的祖先所立的旧约。
That was a covenant that could be and was broken.
那个旧约是可以违反的，可以违背的。
That was a covenant that had faults.
那个旧约是有瑕疵的。
This new covenant has better promises.
这个新约有更美的应许。
This covenant, the old covenant, was inaugurated by the shedding of animals' blood.
旧约是借着牛羊牲畜的血而开始的。
This new or everlasting covenant,
这个新约，这个永恒的约，
was inaugurated by the shedding of Christ's blood.
乃是借着耶稣基督的血所立的。
The benefits of the old covenant,
旧约的益处。
Depended upon the obedience of the people in the covenant.
是有条件的，是要靠着老百姓守不守律法而得到。
The benefits of the new covenant.
而新约的益处
are given to the people in the covenant.
是白白赐给约中的成员。
Not earned by them.
不是靠他们赢来的。
But earned by Christ and Christ alone.
乃是借着唯独基督赢得的这些福分。
The new covenant.Promises that God will write His law on our hearts.
新约应许了，神把他的律法写在我们的心上。
God will give the Spirit to everyone in the covenant.
神会把他的灵赐给凡是在约中有份的人。
The Spirit of God will cause us to obey the law of God.
神的灵会使我们有敬畏的心，而且顺服的心。
In the old covenant, the law was written on stone tablets.
在旧约里头，神的律法是写在石板上。
Obedience to the law of God brought the blessings of the covenant to the people.
遵行旧约的律法可以使老百姓得福气。
In the new covenant,
但是在新约里,
the obedience of Christ to the law of God brings blessings to all the people in the covenant.
基督因为基督遵行了神所有的律法，使我们新约的这些百姓都可以蒙福。
The new covenant is unbreakable.
新约是不能违背的。
The new covenant is eternal.
新约是永恒的，牢不可破的。
Several times in the promise of the new covenant, God says, "I'm going to do this. I will. I will."
在旧约里头，神多次说，我要，我要，我要。
I will write my law in their heart.
在新约里头，我会把我的律法写在他们心上。
I'm going to give eternal life to everybody in the covenant. They're all going to know me.
我会使所有在我约中的人都认识我。我要赐他们永生。
All their sins are going to be forgiven.
他们的罪孽全部都洗净了。
And all that was ratified.
这一切都被建立，被坚固了。
All that was made good.
这些都成立了。
Made effectual.
实现了，有效了。
By the blood and righteousness.Christ.
是借着基督和基督的血而成就的。
So the blessings of this new covenant,
所以这新约的祝福
the law written on the heart,
这律法写在他们心板上
the true knowledge of God,
真正认识父
Forgiveness of sins,
罪得赦免
possession of the Holy Spirit,
得到圣灵
obedience to the law of God,
而且会遵行神的律法
all of that
这一切的好处
comes as a result of Christ,
都是因着基督的
they are earned,
就是因为基督所做的我们所得到的它不是我们赢来的而是神赐给我们的
and it's all because of Christ,
都因着基督
so we also notice thatThe book of Hebrews teaches.
我们也而且注意到，在希伯来书的作者教导我们。
Anybody and everybody who's ever been saved.
所有得救的人，不历史上所有的人。
anybody and everybody who's ever had their sins forgiven.
所有罪得赦免的人，不论旧约新约。
Anybody and everybody who's been pronounced righteous or justified by God.
所有历史上被神称义的人。
Like Paul says Abraham was.
譬如保罗说亚伯拉罕啊。
It's all based on Christ.
一切都是因着基督。
It finds its foundation in what he did.
他们的基础是基督所成就的。
So it's the blood of the everlasting or new covenant that covers the sins of people prior to Christ and after.
所以是这永约基督所流的血，不但遮盖了旧约，而且遮盖新约所有的人的罪。
So a person gets right with God.
所以一个人能够在神面前得以称义。
Not based on what they do.
不是因着他们的所作所为,
but based on whom they believe.
乃是因着他们所信的是谁,
what they receive.
他们所接受的得到的恩典,
as many as receive Him
in
Christ. To people that have Christ,
就是有基督的人,
He gives the entitlement, children of God.
做神的儿女得到收养,
because it's what he has done,
因为他所行的,
not what we do,
不是我们所做的好行为赢得的。
So we have here the new covenant.
好, 所以我们这里有了新约,
promised in the Old Testament,
旧约已经应许了新约,
and completed in the new,
而且在新约时代成全了,
inaugurated by the blood of Christ,
是借着耶稣基督的血所立的,
not contingent or based on our obedience,
不是靠
But based on the obedience of Christ.
乃是靠基督的顺服。
Why was this new covenant necessary?
为什么这新约那么重要, 那么必须呢?
I think there are at least six reasons why this new covenant is necessary.
我相信至少有六个原因为什么新约是必须的。
And in these last two sessions, we'll cover those six reasons for the necessity of the new covenant.
好，我们在最后两堂课要看看为什么新约是有需要的，必须的。 OK, yes.
Uniform,
像当兵的一样，行动不止。
It's like we practice.
We practice, yeah. 练习过了。
The necessity of the new covenant. Six reasons.
六个原因啊, 为什么新约,
the first is this. Do you have the reason?
Yep, I should have it, yep.
Oh, yes.
第一,
because the old covenant could not save of itself.
因为单凭旧约不能拯救人啊,
and it was never designed to.
神也没有如此安排, 借着旧约救人。
There's always been and never shall be only one way.
总是, 不管是过去, 现在, 将来, 只有一条路得拯救。
The law made nothing perfect.
因为律法不能使人完全,
it's impossible,
不可能,
for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin.
借着牛羊山羊的公羊的血使人的罪除掉。
The sacrificial system of the old covenant,
旧约的这些牛羊的系统,
pointed away from itself,
指向的不是自己, 它指向外边,
to the final once for all sacrifice of Christ,
乃是指向了一次成了的基督所成的救赎。
People that were in the old covenant,
在旧约里的人,
could be saved,
可以得救, 没错,
but they were saved in virtue of the Christ to come,
但是他们得救是靠那将来要来的基督的功效。
Salvation under the old covenant wasn't according to works.
在旧约的系统之下，得救不是靠你的行为、行律法、守律法。
If they obeyed enough,
不是靠他，我遵行了足够的律法，
they were saved.
我就可以得救。不，
you can never obey enough to be saved.
你永远顺服的不够，以致得救，不可能的。
God requires perfect.
神要求的是百分之百。
Personal,
十全十美,
perpetual, which means always,
是个人的, 而且是总是,
obedience to the entirety of his law,
完完全全, 随时随刻, 遵行他律法的点点滴滴。
He not only requires that now,
他不仅现在要求你百分之百,
but he requires that kind of obedience in the future,
而且将来也要求你百分之百,
and he requires that kind of obedience in your past,
而且过去也要求你十全十美, 毫无瑕疵。
Since the fall into sin,
自从人堕落犯罪,
nobody's sinless.
没有一个人可以实现。
Nobody can offer that kind of obedience.
没有人可能做到这样百分之百的顺服。
People under the old covenant weren't saved based on their work.
旧约的系统下，没有一个人靠着自己遵行律法得救的。
If they were saved, and some of them were.
如果他们是的确啊，旧约有些人是得救的。
It was based on the work of another to come.
他们得救乃是因着那将要来的那一位，他们才得救。
God requires perfect obedience.
神要求是百分之百的顺服。
By a sinless human.
借着一个无罪的人
to be in right relationship with him.
这个人成为我们的中保，好叫我们与他和好称义。
There are no sinless humans in the old covenant.
所有人类当中没有一个百分之百的人。
So the old covenant,
所以旧约里
the covenant with Moses and the people of Israel,
跟摩西所立的约，跟以色列百姓立的约，摩西之约啊，
it was a national covenant.
这是一个给整个国度，以色列国度的约。
God had promised to Abraham,
神已经应许了亚伯拉罕,
that his seed, ultimately Christ, would bless the nations of the world.
亚伯拉罕的后裔最终结的是基督，他会祝福万国万邦。
The older Mosaic covenant,
这旧的摩西的约,
constitutes Abraham's physical seed, his family.
其中包含了亚伯拉罕的肉身的子孙，他的家。
Into a covenant nation,
到了有一个有约的国民。
To be the means through which,
借着这个国民以色列犹太人。
The Son of God would be presented.
借着这个途径，神的儿子会来到这个世上。
So it's a temporary national covenant that could be and was broken.
So, 所以这是一个暂时的给以色列国的约，这个是可以违背的约。
We learned this morning that it could be and was replaced.
我们今天早上又学到这个约可以废掉，而且可以代替的。
We also learned that it pointed some of its.
而且我们也学到
some of the elements of the Mosaic covenant pointed to the new covenant.
旧约里头的一些成分是指向新约。
The sacrificial system, the priesthood.
譬如旧约的这些献祭啊、祭司啊、这些系统啊、礼仪啊、节期啊等等。
It was full of faults.
这里头充满了瑕疵啊，不完全。
The blood of bulls and goats didn't take away sin.
公牛、山羊的血不能够除罪了。
It said that God had provided a way for sins to be taken away.
It said.
Said.
It said. Okay. 他们说这个是神借此可以把我们的罪除掉，借着牛羊山羊的公羊山羊的血。
But it didn't actually effectually deal with our guilt.
但是这些祭牲呢，不能够有效的把我们的罪疚感除掉。
Animals didn't.Sin in human nature.
牲畜不像人这样犯罪啊。
So they could only be a picture, a story of something to come.
所以这些牲畜的血不过是一个图画，一个影子，预表那将要来的事实实体。
The priesthood was imperfect as well.
而且祭司也不完全，也有瑕疵。
The priests were sinners.
祭司本身也是罪人。
The priests had to offer sacrifices for their own sin.
祭司首先要为自己的罪献祭赎罪。
So even their ministry was stained with sin.
所以甚至祭司的服事也是被罪所玷污的。
In order to be right with God,
所以你要跟神和好称义的话，
God requires spotless.
神要求的是无瑕疵、无斑点、百分之百的完全的顺服。
Though the old covenant looked forward to the new covenant.
虽然旧约是期盼新约的到来。
It wasn't the new covenant.
旧约不是新约。
It didn't save anybody.
旧约不能救任何人。
The new covenant is called the better covenant.
新约称之为更美之约。
Hebrews 8:6.
希伯来书八章六节。
It's better because it has better promises.
新约更美好，因为有更美的应许。
It's got a perfect mediator.
有一位更美的百分之百的中保，这位中保就是那荣耀的主。我们
It promises not that sins will be taken care of.
新约应许了我们的罪会完全的除掉。
But that sins have been taken care of.
不仅是会被除掉，而且已经被除尽了。
Everything prior to it.
在这之前。
look forward to it and prepared for it.
都在等候新约的到来，而且都在为新约铺路。
So why is the new covenant necessary?
为什么新约有必须？
Because the old covenant couldn't save of itself and it was never intended.
因为单凭旧约不能拯救，神也没有如此安排，借着旧约来拯救我们，不可能。
But there's a second reason.
还有第二个原因。
Why the new covenant is necessary?
好，为什么旧约是必须的呢？
And you can turn over to Galatians chapter.
我们看看加拉太书，第，Galatians。
Galatians chapter
第三章加拉太书。Sorry, where am I? Oh, here.
Rosen.
加拉太书第三章。Okay, which verse?
Galatians 3:16 and 17.
16, 17. Okay, 我来读大家。第三章的十六、十七节，神所应许的。原是向亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的，神并非说众子孙，就是复数，指许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指的是一个人，就是基督。17，我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
Before we look at Galatians 3,
我们还没有看加拉太书第三章之前呢。
I want to explain to you what I'm doing.
我要向你解释一下我要做的事啊。
This morning I argued.
今天早上我已经论证了。
That the Old Testament looks forward to Christ.
旧约是在期盼基督的再来，指向基督。
Christ and His sufferings and glory.
就是基督的受苦跟得荣耀。
Christ and the covenant He would inaugurate by the shedding of His blood.
就是借着基督的流血，他会开始的，或是他所立的新约。
The Old Testament promised Him.
旧约应许了基督要来。
It has types and shadows of Him.
旧约里头有影子，也有预表，预表基督到来。
The New Testament presents the substance, the Lord Jesus.
新约就把那实体，就是主耶稣基督，向我们显明了。
And I also argued.
而且我也论证了。
That the Old Testament
旧约
is God's explanation
是解释
of God's acts on the earth
解释神在地上的作为的
God does something, God acts
神首先采取行动他做了一些事
and then God has servants
然后神就派他仆人把他的作为写下来做解释出来
The New Testament is the fulfillment of that which the Old pointed to
好这新约是旧约所指向的成全，所预表的成全。
It's about Christ and the new covenant.
是有关新约和基督所成就的。
So now we're asking the question.
现在我们要问的问题是
，Why is the new covenant even necessary?
为什么新约有必须呢
？And I'm answering this going backward.
好，我现在是往回走啊，是倒过来回答。
The new covenant's here.
新约在这。
It's that to which everything pointed to.
是 ，say again.
It's that to which everything pointed to.
是一切所指向的焦点。
Why is it necessary?
为什么新约是必须的
？So we go back to the next major covenant.
我们要回到下一个主要的约就是旧约摩西的约啊。
And then we go back to the next covenant.
然后我们再回到一个前面的约。
The Abrahamic covenant.
亚伯拉罕的约。
So the firstthe question is why is the new covenant necessary? The first answer.
问题是为什么必须有新约呢？第一个答案是
because the old covenant couldn't save of itself.
因为旧约本身仅仅靠旧约不能拯救。
But the necessity of a new covenant through the blood of Christ.
但是借着耶稣的血所立的新约
predates the older Mosaic covenant.
是在摩西之约之前就立的。
So my second answer.
是我第二个答案是。
Why is the new covenant necessary?
为什么新约有必须呢
？Is this?
是。
Because the Abrahamic covenant only promised Christ.
因为亚伯拉罕之约仅仅应许了基督的来到。
It promised Christ, but it didn't present Christ.
尽管他应许基督要来，但是他没有把基督向我们显明。
It said he would come.
他应许了基督会来。
But in fact, he didn't come till way later.
但是其实基督要等到很久以后才会来。
It's a promissory covenant concerning the future.
这是一个应许的约啊，是有关将来基督要来的。
The new covenant is the future it promised.
基督是那当时应许的要来的那个约，基督是应许的实体实现。
Galatians 3:16.
加拉太书三章十五节。
Promises were spoken to Abraham.
好，说应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。
And his seed.
和他子孙说的。
This is very important.
这里很重要。
He does not say and to seeds.
神没有说众子孙，众子孙指的是许多人，不是。
As referring to many, but as to one.
乃是说你那一个，不是许多，乃是一个，指的一个人。
And to your seed.
给你的那一个子孙。
That is Christ.
就是基督。
Now he said this.
好，他继续说。
What I am saying is this.
我是这么说啊。
The law, the Mosaic covenant.
好，就是这个律法，就是摩西之约。
The old covenant.
是旧约啊。
Which came 430 years later after the promise of Christ to Abraham.
这就是神给亚伯拉罕应许要赐给他那个子孙之后430年才赐下的摩西之约啊。
The old covenant doesn't invalidate the promise of Christ.To Abraham in the Abrahamic covenant.
好，这旧约就是摩西之约，不废除神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
The old covenant creates a nation.
这旧约呢，就建立了一个国度。
To carry along with it the promises of Christ.
继续把神的约带出来。
The promises of Christ given to Abraham.
这个应许呢，就是给亚伯拉罕的应许。
In the form of a covenant.
就是借着一个约，亚伯拉罕立约的
应许。But the Abrahamic covenant doesn't bring Christ to the earth.
但是亚伯拉罕之约呢，没有把基督带到世上来。
It says he will come.
他不过应许他将要来。
It created a nation.
后来呢，神又借着摩西之约建立一个国度。
Through which Christ would come.
借着是犹太以色列国度，神的应许的那个后裔会来。
And he did come.
他的确借着。
But the Abrahamic covenant was
犹太人来到。
Was not the new covenant.
但是亚伯拉罕之约不是旧约。
The new covenant is inaugurated.
Okay, 旧约是怎么开始的呢？
By the shedding of Christ's blood.
The Old Testament,
the New Covenant.
新约是借着基督流血所立的。
So why is the New Covenant necessary?
为什么新约是必须的呢？
The Old Covenant couldn't save.
因为第一旧约不能拯救我们。
The Abrahamic Covenant promised Christ but didn't present him.
而且第二亚伯拉罕之约仅仅应许基督要来，但是没有把他带来。
And a third reason.
好，第三个原因我们再看。
Remember, we're going back.
你看我们是往回头走啊。
The end, the goal, the fulfillment is Christ in the new covenant.
哦，这个成全是基督和新约啊，这是成全。
The new covenant comes because of the weakness of the old covenant.
哦，为什么新约要来？因为旧约不完全，有瑕疵。
It's inefficiency to save.
它没有效，不能够拯救人。
It comes because the Abrahamic covenant only promised that he would come.
之所以有新约的必要性，因为亚伯拉罕之约不过是应许基督要来。
But this promise that he would come,
但是这个他要来的意思
predates even Abraham,
甚至是在亚伯拉罕之前就有了。
Turn to Genesis.
我们再往前看
chapter 3.
我们看到创世纪第三章 right here.
Oh, good.
Okay, 创世纪第三章。哦，这个应许早就有了。
You can read the text.
Okay, 我们一起来读。我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤他的脚跟。
God made Adam.
神造了亚当。
Put him in a garden.
然后把他放在伊甸园里。
Gave him a wife.
然后给他一个妻子。
Gave him a law.
然后又给他一个律法。
Adam sinned.
但亚当犯罪
了 Eve sinned.
夏娃也犯罪
In the garden,
在伊甸园里
where the sin was committed,
他们犯了罪
curse comes.
咒诅就临到
This is the context of curse here.
这就是咒诅的大环境。
God is cursing the serpent.
神在咒诅那蛇。
After Adam and Eve sin,
亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
in the presence of Adam and Eve,
在亚当夏娃的面前，
He hadn't kicked them out of the garden yet.
这时候神还没有把亚当夏娃赶出去。
That comes at the end of chapter
3. 这是第三章的创世纪三章后面他们才被赶出去啊。
In the garden of paradise,
在那乐园里面，
where the sin was committed,
这里犯了罪的，
God pronounces a curse on the serpent first.
神就先向撒旦，向咒诅撒旦，
and then the woman and then the man.
然后再咒诅那
人， and then they are,
再咒诅那人，
and then they are exiled.
然后亚当夏娃被赶出了那乐园伊甸园。
So God had his people.
所以神有他的百姓。
In his place,
他的地方，
under his rule,
在他的管辖下，
and they sinned,
但是他们犯罪，
and they got exiled.
他们就被驱逐出境。
Some of you read the Bible enough.
我想你们读圣经读过了吧。
You know that there's another place where God,
还有一个地方，
God's people,
神的百姓，
end up in God's place,
最后到了神的地方，
under God's rule,
在神的管辖下，
they sinned,
他们又犯罪了，
and they're exiled,
也被驱逐了。
Who is that?
那是谁呀？
Israel.
以色列嘛。
There's some similarities between Adam and Eve in the garden.
有相似之处，在亚当夏娃在伊甸园里。
And the covenant nation Israel in the promised land.
还有神的约民在神的应许之地。
Back to the garden.
现在回到。
Here's the curse.
好，这是神咒诅。
Adam and Eve are present.
亚当夏娃都在那。
And they hear these words.
他们听到神的话。
I will put enmity.
我会叫为仇。
Between you, the devil, and the woman,
我会叫你就撒旦和女人彼此为仇。
And between your seed and her seed,
你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
He shall bruise you on the head,
这女人的后裔要伤你头。
And you shall bruise him on the heel,
你要伤他的脚跟。
1 John 3:8 says this.
约翰一书
1 John 3:8
三章八节说。
The Son of God appeared.
神的儿子显现，
that he might destroy,
为要
the works,
消灭魔鬼的作为，魔鬼的工作。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
第四章十二节告诉我们说， the word of God quick and powerful sharp for him. Okay,
2:14.
Okay, 二章十四节。二章十四到十五，我读给大家听啊，十四到十五节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自承认肉血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那张死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因着怕死而为奴仆的人。
Both 1 John 3:8.
约翰一书三章八节，
and Hebrews 2:14,
和希伯来书二章十四十五节，
are connected to this curse in Genesis 3:15,
都与创世纪三章十五节的这个咒诅有关。
The devil sought to destroy human nature,
魔鬼撒旦要毁掉 人性
body and soul,
人的身体和人的灵魂。
In the Garden of Eden,
在伊甸园里头，魔鬼要毁掉我们。
The fall into sin,
就人就堕落在最终。
Adam crumbled under the temptation.
亚当在这个试探之下。
The Son of God appears.
神的儿子出现，显现。
God sent forth His Son.
神差他的儿子降世。
Born of a woman,
从女人后女人所生。
Seed of the woman,
一个女人的后裔。
To destroy the works of the devil.
为要毁灭魔鬼的作为。
To deal a death blow to the head of the devil.
就踩在魔鬼的头上，叫他一命呜呼。
To demolish the devil.
要毁掉魔鬼的作为。
And in order to do that,
要这么做的话，
he assumes human nature himself.
他必须道成肉身，神降世为人。
The eternal Son of God.
那永恒的神的儿子。
Became what he was not.
成为他从前不是的。
He became a man.
他成了一个人。
Never ceasing to be what he always was, eternal God.
但是他从来没有停止，他总是是的，就是神的儿子，永恒的儿子。
He did that because God loves his own image.
他道成肉身，因为神爱他自己的形象。
In the image of God, he created them male and female.
按照神的形象，他造男造女。
Sin twists and distorts and mangles the image of God.
但是人的罪扭曲了 搞纲了神的形象,
the effects of sin not only come to our souls, but to our bodies.
罪的结果不仅仅影响我们的灵魂,
Christ comes,
但基督来,
suffers,
他受苦,
because of the broken law of God,
因为那人所违背的约和律法,
enters into glory,
然后他进入荣耀,
due to his obedience,
因着他的顺服,
the skull-crushing seed of the woman wins,
这踩了魔鬼撒旦头的, 女人的后裔得胜了,
human nature is repaired by God becoming a man.
人的这个扭曲的罪性, 借着神降世为人道成肉身,
this is the first promise of a mediator in the Bible.
这是圣经里头第一个, 这位中保的应许,
but it's not the new covenant.
这不是新约,
it's, there's no shed blood.
这里没有流血,
it promises the mediator to come.
这不过应许了有一位中保要来,
it's the first gospel promise.
这是圣经里的第一个福音的应许,
this is the first publication of good news.
这是圣经第一次传福音, 传好消息给我们,
but it's not the new covenant.
但这不是新约哦,
the new covenant is still necessary.
新约仍然必须要来,
the inauguration of a covenant through the shedding of blood.
要借着流血来立的约,
affecting a bond, a relationship between God and sinners.
这个约是神跟罪人能够有一个关系, 建立一个关系,
that has innumerable, incredible benefits.
这使人得到, 哎呀, 极大的益处和祝福,
that are bestowed upon unworthy sinners freely and sovereignly by God.
这些好处是借着神主权的赐予施给人类的,
that's based on what the seed of the woman does.
这是借着那女人的后裔为我们所成的,
not the seeds,
不是借着女人的这些众,
the effecting of this bond or relationship between God and sinners,
使罪人和神之间能够有效地建立这个关系,
is due to the perfect, sinless obedience of a person.
是借着一位完全顺服的这一位所建立的关系,
and 约, and it's not you,
不是你我,
and it's not me,
不是我,
and it's not Adam,
也不是亚当.
By the way, Adam was the first sinless,
我顺便提一下, 亚当是第一个无罪的,
image bearer,
无罪的有神形象的人,
whose obedience affected others.
他的顺服影响别人,
negatively.
他的不顺服,
in Adam, all die.
在亚当里, 我们都死了.
You know what the gospel says?
你知道福音说的是什么?
There's another Adam.
还有另一个第二个亚当。
Paul calls him the last.
保罗称他为最后的亚当。
Sinless image bearer.
一位完全无罪的有神形象的。
Body and soul.
他的身体灵魂。
His obedience.
他顺服了。
Affects others.
也影响别人。
It was through Adam the first one transgression.
借着第一个亚当的一个不顺服,
that condemnation came upon all.
那么定罪就领到所有的人。
It was because of Christ's obedience,
也借着基督的顺服,
that justification of life comes to all.
称义得生命也领到所有的信徒。
All Genesis 3:15 did.
所以创世纪3:15所做的。
It was a teensy ray of hope.
是给我们一线曙光。
It was the first promise of the Messiah in the Bible.
这是整本圣经里的第一个, 那弥赛亚, 就是基督的应许。
But it wasn't enacted through the shedding of blood.
但是没有实际的效果, 没有借着流血而成立, 没有。
It has benefits,
有它的好处,
but they hadn't been merited or won yet.
但是还没有真正赢得, 还没有真正实现。
The obtaining of eternal redemption,
要得到那真正的永恒的救赎,
was going to be done through this one,
会借着这一位,
Genesis 3:15,
就是约翰创世纪3:15节所应许的,
it wasn't done until way over here,
但是一直要等到很久很久以后, 才会真正成就在时候满足了,
in the fullness of time, when God said, for his son,
当神差他的儿子降世,
born of a woman,
从女人同, 妇人所生。
He assumed our nature.
他穿上人的肉身，
body and soul,
血肉之体，
body and soul,
灵魂体。
Born under the law,
在律法之下所生。
He assumed our duties.
他尽了我们没有尽的本分。
Genesis 3:15 says that's going to happen.
创世纪三章十五节，应许这将会临到，将会发生。新约。
The new covenant in Christ's blood says that has happened.
新约借着基督的血告诉我们，这已经成了，这应许成就了。
So after pronouncing this curse upon the serpent, which ends up being a gospel promise.
好，神宣布了撒旦的咒诅之后，这其实是一个福音的应许啊。
God curses Eve and then Adam, the man.
神又咒诅了那女人，也咒诅了亚当这个男人。
Then he clothes them in animal skin.
然后神用牲畜的皮，披戴了亚当夏娃。
And he exiles them from the garden.
然后就把他们从伊甸园里驱逐出境，赶出去了。
So why is the new covenant necessary?
为什么新约是必须的呢？
Because the old covenant couldn't of itself save.
好，第一，因为旧约本身不能拯救我们。
Because the Abrahamic covenant promised Christ but didn't deliver him.
第二，因为亚伯拉罕之约呢，不过应许了基督的到来，但是还没有把它带出来。
And third, because the first promise of a mediator.
因为圣经里第一个有关中保的应许。
Genesis 3:15 pointed
三章十五节指向
to the new covenant
那将要成就的新约
pointed to the work of Christ
指向基督的成
pointed to his incarnation
指向基督的道成肉身
and his sufferings
和他的受苦
and by implication his glory
也暗示了他要得荣耀
but
但是
they only pointed
不过是指向而已
did not present
没有真正把基督带来。
Genesis 4:1 is an interesting text. Just very briefly.
我们快快的看一下创世纪四章第一节啊，是一个很有趣的一段经文。4:1.
Yes, 4:1. Notice what Eve says.
请注意啊，夏娃说什么话
？I'm just throwing this out there for your consideration.
我不过是顺便提一提啊，您思考一下。好，取得。
Read verse one.
Okay. 有一日，那人亚当和他妻子夏娃同房。夏娃就怀了孕，生了该隐，就是该隐什么意思？得的意思。便说耶和华使我得一个男子。OK。
There are some who think Eve thought the Messiah had been born.
有些人以为啊，夏娃认为哇，这个弥赛亚基督已经降生了，我得了，得到了，得到一个男子。
That one's for free. You can take that one home and think about it.
这个不要钱，是免费给你的，你可以带回家好好思考。
The curse does pronounce that he's coming.
哦，这个 curse promise.
It's a curse.
Okay.
On the devil that ends up being a promise for us.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
这个本来给撒旦的咒诅，最后成了一个弥赛亚要来的应许啊，这位救主中保要来的应许。
The fourth reason why the new covenant is necessary.
好，再看第四个原因，为什么必须有新约呢？
Is this.
Okay, 就是。
Because Paul teaches that what Christ, I'll just read the whole thing.
Okay.
Paul teaches that what Christ did for us in the new covenant has something to do with what Adam failed to do.
Okay, 因为保罗教导啊，基督在新约中为我们成就的与亚当所不能成就的，就是他的软弱，他的失败，他的堕落息息相关。
Now remember again, we're going backwards.
你记得我们是往回看啊。
We know that the fulfillment is Christ's blood and the new covenant.
我们知道实现是基督和他的新约。
Why is it necessary?
为什么是必须的呢？
Old covenant only had typological sacrifice.
因为旧约只有一些影子，只有一些预表而已。
Abrahamic covenant said Christ would come but didn't deliver him.
亚伯拉罕契约说基督会来，但是没有把他带出来。
The first promise of a mediator in Genesis 3:15.
哦，在创世纪三章十五节，第一个有关中保的应许。
Doesn't deliver the mediator.
也没有把那个中保带来。
And there's no shedding of blood.
因为还没有流血。
There's no covenant inaugurated yet.
也没有立约
It implies that one will be.
不过是暗示, 那一位将要来,
but it doesn't deliver one.
那还没有把他带来呢。
Now why did God give that kind of a curse slash promise?
为什么神给了这样一个给撒旦的咒诅, 而且给人类这样的应许呢, 这样的中保的应许呢?
Because of Adam's sin.
因为亚当犯罪了嘛。
So,
所以,
Paul teaches
保罗教导我们,
是教导, that Christ did for us
基督为我们所成就的,
in the shedding of his blood,
借着他的流血,
in the inauguration of the new covenant,
借着他立了新约,
actually has something to do
其实真是有一些关系,
with Adam,
跟亚当有关,
and Adam's failure,
亚当的失败,
and Adam's sin,
亚当的罪有关。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
I would actually like you to read the entire Romans 5.
罗马书第五章，我们有圣经翻过去看看啊。
5:12-12. Probably 20. Hold on, 20.
12节到
Yeah, all the way through the end.
好，一直到末了啊。我们大家注意听啊，你没有圣经的。这就如罪。 是从义人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法之先，罪已经在世上；但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。 亚当乃是那后来要来之人的预像，只是过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典？与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就都定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪。 恩赐乃是许多过犯而称义，若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的行义，一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。 因一人的悖逆，众人成了罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成了义了。律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪作王叫人，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。So, 好
，What Christ does.
基督我们做的,
in the shedding of his blood,
他流血,
to inaugurate the new covenant,
他立了新约,
it's because of the weakness and faults of the old covenant,
是因为那旧约的软弱, 旧约的瑕疵,
it's in fulfillment of. You need help?
I need help. They need help.
It's in fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant.
这是 满足了旧约的应许。
It's in fulfillment of that messianic promise in Genesis 3:15.
而且也满足了创世纪3:15的应许，成就了。
And it's contrasted with
而且这两者对比
Adam's sin that affected us all.
就是和亚当的罪。 影响我们,
so what Christ does for us has something to do with Adam's sin and failure.
和亚当的堕落和失败是息息相关的。
Notice in verse 14.
好, 注意第14节啊, 这里,
at the end.
好, 最后怎么说?
Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. Adam,
亚当,
the type of Christ.
预表了基督,
in the Bible,
在圣经里头,
sometimes there are people
有时候有人啊,
that represent another person.
这个人预表另外一个人,
that point to
指向那个人,
Adam is one of those persons.
亚当是其中一个预象。
Adam is a type or a figure of Christ.
亚当是一个基督的预象或是预表。
He failed, didn't he?
亚当失败了，对不对？
The fulfillment, Christ,
基督是最后的成全。
Is always greater than the type.
总是比他的预表要大。
But there are some parallels.
在其中有很多的平行之处，像
是 relationship between the two，
有个关系，在预表跟实体之间有个关系。
For instance，
譬如
，like Jesus，
正如耶稣
，Adam was God's son，
亚当也是神的儿子。
Turn over to Luke，
我们看路加福音。
You see this? I remember the first time I learned this.
我记得我第一次醒悟到。
It surprised me。
当我第一次明白这个道理，我大吃一惊。
I had several years ago. I had never thought of Adam as the son of God.
很多年前，我从来没有想到亚当也是神的儿子。
But notice the end of the genealogy in Luke 3.
你看看路加福音，耶稣的家谱的最后边。
Read verse 38.
我们看看第三十八节 38. 玛利亚说 ，Chapter 1. 第三章的三十八节 38. Okay. 以诺士是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当儿子，亚当是神的儿子。
The son of Adam,
神的儿子。
The son of God,
神的儿子。
Adam was the first human son of God.
亚当是第一个人，是神的儿子。
Jesus, like Adam, was God's son.
耶稣就像亚当一样，也是神的儿子。
Like Jesus,
就像耶稣。
Adam was a public person.
亚当是一个公开人物啊
，Who represented others?
他代表其他的人。
Romans 5:12 and following.
罗马书第五章十二节，还有这其他经文。
His sin affected others.
亚当的罪影响了其他的人。
Christ's obedience affects others.
照样，基督的顺服也影响在他下面。
There's a first Adam, there's a last Adam.
第一个亚当，最后的亚当基督。
1 Corinthians 15:22. In Adam all die.
在哥林多前书十五章二十二节，在亚当里头，我们众人都死了。
In Christ all shall be made alive。
但在基督里头，众人都要活过来。
You're either in Adam，
你要不就在亚当里
，or you're in Christ，
要不就在基督里。
Those are the two options。
只有两个选择余地。
So like Jesus，
正如基督
，Adam was a public person，
亚当也是一个代表人物
，who represented others，
他代表其他在他下面的亚当里的人。
We're looking at typology. How was Adam a type of Christ？
在对比这个。这个预象啊，亚当怎么预表基督呢
？Like Jesus，
正如耶稣
，Adam was required to obey God's law。
神要求亚当必须顺服神的律法。
Romans 2，
罗马书第二章
，verses 14 and 15，
十四章的十五节，十四到十五节
，teach that everybody has the law of God written on their heart。
教导我们所有的人都有神的律法写在他们的心板上。
At creation，
在创世的时候
，Adam was the first creature。
亚当是第一个受造之物。
He was created in knowledge and righteousness and holiness。
他是按照神的形象被造，而且他是有神的圣洁、公义和。
With the law of God written on his heart，
神的律法写在他心板上。
Sin messed all that up。
但是他犯了罪，一切都扭曲了、玷污了。
But he was also given a direct prohibition。
但是神也给他了一个境界，一个很直接的不准他做的，不要吃树上果子。
Like Jesus，
正像耶稣一样。
Adam was required to obey God's law。
神也要求亚当要顺服神的律法。
In the fullness of time。
但是到了时候满足的时候
，God sent forth His son。
神就差遣他的儿子来。
Born of a woman。
从女人而生。
Born under the law。
生在律法之下。
It was Adam's sin.
是亚当的罪。
It was Christ's obedience.
另一方面是基督的顺服。
Adam's sin doomed us all.
亚当的罪使众人都被定罪。
Christ's obedience is our only hope.
基督的顺服是我们唯一的出路和盼望。
Adam failed.
亚当失败。
Adam sinned.
亚当犯罪了。
Adam transgressed God's law.
亚当违背了神的律法。
Sin is the transgression of the law.
犯罪就是违背神的律法。
Sin or transgression of the law brings judgment and condemnation upon everyone.
因为违背神的律法就带来了定罪和咒诅。
But in Romans 5:18.
但是罗马书第五章第十八节。
We're told that Christ's obedience brings justification.
好，我们告诉圣经告诉我们说，基督的顺服带来了义，称义。
An announcement from God，
就是神宣告
that The believing sinner,
那相信他的罪人,
is right with God,
如今在神面前是义的,
because of the obedience of another.
因为另一位的顺服,
First Corinthians 15, Paul calls Jesus the last Adam.
所以在哥林多前书15章讲到, 保罗称亚当, 称基督为最后一位亚当。
Both Adam and Christ,
亚当和基督,
are covenant heads.
都是一个约的领元首约的代表人物
federal heads
是他们的政府代表人物最高代表的领导元首
representatives of others
就是代表别人的元首
so the necessity of the new covenant in Christ's blood
say it again
the necessity of the new covenant in Christ's blood
借着新约基督的血这个必要性
is born out of Adam's sin in the garden.
因为亚当在伊甸园里犯罪，所以有这个必须性， 要接着。
In Adam, all die.
在亚当里，我们都死了。
Everyone's born into sin.
所有的人都在罪中生的。
The sentence of condemnation is already upon us.
所以我们都被定罪了。
We sin because we're sinners.
我们犯罪，因为我们本身就是罪人。
We're not sinners because we sin.
不是因为我们犯了罪才成为罪人的。
We are sinners because we sin in one sense.
从一个角度啊，我们犯罪成为罪人，没错啊。
But we're sinners first.
但是，其实我们首先是罪人。
It's polluted our entire being.
我们整个人性都被玷污了。
Sin is a monster in the soul.
所以罪就是在我们的灵魂里头的一个怪，一个妖，一个。 Monster,
that is
darkness.
That has twisted and distorted the image of God.
把神的形象都扭曲掉了，使我们。
It affects body and soul.
影响我们的灵魂体，整个人都被影响。
And it came upon the entire human race.
这整所有的人类都被这个罪所玷污，所扭曲了。
Because of the sin of one.
因着一个人犯罪，亚当。
Sinless, image bearer, representing others.
是一位本来无罪的神的形象的代表人物
who failed
失败了
what do we need
我们需要什么呢
we need a sinless image bearer who succeeds
我们需要一位无罪的神的形象的代表 他是得胜的
that's what we have in the skull crushing seed of the woman
在神的在女人的后裔那践踏撒旦蛇的那一位身上我们找到
he's the hero of redemption
他是我们救恩的元帅，是我们的英雄。
Adam failed.
亚当失败了。
Eve sinned.
夏娃犯罪了。
Cain sinned.
该隐犯罪了。
Abel sinned.
然后
Abraham was a sinner.
亚伯拉罕也犯罪了。
The greatest of the saints of the Old Testament.
旧约里头最伟大的圣徒。
Failures.
个个都犯罪了。
Abraham was a liar.
亚伯拉罕也撒谎。
Isaac.
以撒也犯罪了。
Jacob.
还有雅各也犯罪了。
Joseph was pretty good.
约瑟还不错了。
But Joseph would, if he lived now, he would say, I'm a sinner.
但如果约瑟还活在世上，他会做见证，我从心底都是罪啊，浑身是罪。
Joseph would tell us.
约瑟会告诉我们。
My brothers, they hated me.
我的兄弟们，我哥哥们恨我。
They hated me without a cause.
他们无缘无故的恨我。
And they sold me into slavery.
他们把我卖到埃及做奴仆。
And I went to Egypt.
然后我到了埃及。
They meant it for evil.
他们的意思要害我。
God meant it for good.
神的意思原是好的。
That he might save many through me.
好叫借着我，好叫神能够拯救许多人。
When the Lord Jesus comes on the scene.
当耶稣来到。
Where does the baby Jesus go?
那个耶稣婴孩耶稣到哪儿去啊
？Running from trouble，
他跑哪去啊？逃避逼迫，他跑逃难逃哪？埃及，对不对
？Out of Egypt，
对不对
？Shall I call my son？
我要从埃及招我的儿子。
They meant it for evil，
他们的意思是坏的，要害他。
God meant it for good，
神的意思原是好的。
I think if Joseph was here，
我想如果约瑟今天在这儿
，He would say I was a type of Christ。
他说我是基督的一个预表啊。
There's one glorious, great, and perfect。
有一位更荣耀的、十全十美的实体
，and it's not me，
就不是我。
So the necessity for the new covenant in Christ's blood is born out of Adam's sin
in the garden.
因为亚当犯了罪，所以必须要有一位借着他的血立约的那一位要来。新约必须有新约。Sure.
Okay, fifth reason.
好，第五个原因。
Why is the new covenant necessary?
为什么新约是必须的呢？
Because Adam, our representative,
因为亚当啊，我们的代表，人类的元首啊，
broke the covenant God placed upon him.
他违背了神在他身上所
placed him under.
把他放在那个约之下，他违背了神把他放在其内的约。
Covenant comes from God.
记得吗？约是从神而来。
It's a bond or a pledge of relationship.
是一个关系，一个立约的一个契约。
In which man can receive benefits.
在这个约中，人可以得到利益，得到益处。
Provided that he uses the means to obtain those benefits.
只要他使用神给他的途径来得到这些。
So I'm saying the new covenant in Christ's blood.
我说这新约就是借着耶稣的血所立的约啊。
Was necessary.
是必须的。
Because Adam violated the covenant he was created under.
因为亚当违背了神给他的约。
Now this might be new for some.
也许对你们有些人来说是新的一些概念啊。
So let's look at some text.
我们来看一些经文来帮助。
With that.
好。
Now I'm talking about Adam in the garden.
我现在讲的是在伊甸园里的亚当啊。
I want to know what was going on there.
我要知道在伊甸园里发生什么事。
The only way I can know.
我唯一能够知道确切的知道发生什么事的方法呢
？Is if God tells me.
就是当神启示我，告诉我。
I don't want the ideas of men.
我不要人的一些想法。
I don't want to ask for Larry's opinion.
他没必要问我的想法。
I want to know what God says about what was happening there.
我要知道的是神怎么说的，在伊甸园发生什么事。
If we want to know what God says about what was happening in the garden, where do we go?
如果我们要知道在伊甸里头到底发生什么事，我们应该到哪去找答案呢？
We go to the Bible.
回到圣经嘛，对不对？
Do we go only to Genesis 1 and 2 and that's it?
我们只到创世纪一到二章而已。
Maybe Genesis 3.
也许第三章。
Or
或者
Can we go elsewhere that talks about what was going on there?
我们可不可以在圣经的别处也提到在伊甸园发生什么
Elsewhere in the Bible.
别处圣经的别处有没有
The answer is
答案是
Yes, 1,000 times.
是很多地方都讲到。
I don't want man's opinion, I want God's opinion.
我不要人的意见，我要神的话。
Remember, God acts.
记得神先行动了。
God interprets that.
然后神就解释他所做的是什么。
That's the written word of God.
这就是神的话语。
So with reference to the covenant and Adam and God and in the Garden of Eden.
所以关乎神的约，还有神，还有发生在伊甸园的事情。
There are some things in the passage itself.
有一些在经文里头有。
That argue it's a covenant.
告诉我们这是一个约，经文告诉我们。
But there are also other passages of scripture that look back.
其他一些经文也回顾在伊甸园发生的事。
So turn with me to Isaiah chapter 24.
我们看以赛亚书第二十四章。
Isaiah chapter 24.
以赛亚书第二十四章。
And you can just read verses 5 and 6.
好，五到六节，二十四章五到六节，以赛亚书。地被其上的居民污秽，因为他们犯了律法。废了律法，背了永约，弟兄们，背了永约，所以地被咒诅吞灭，住在其上的显为有罪，地上的居民被火焚烧，剩下的人稀少。Okay.
So the curse,
所以这个咒诅
which extends to the earth,
这个咒诅临到全地
came about due to a violated covenant.
是因着违背了约，所以才有这个咒诅。
Since the earth was cursed,
既然这个地被咒诅了
，due to Adam's sin as our representative,
因着亚当身为人类代表，他犯了罪。
Adam was the first covenant breaker with God in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里头，亚当是第一个被约的。
But turn over to Hosea chapter 6.
再看何西阿书第六章。
Hosea 6 verse 7.
第Six, seven,
eight, eight. Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to translate it there.
Okay.
There's a different translation.
That's okay.
It needs to say.
何西阿书六章七节
Okay, it needs to say something like this.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
but like Adam, they have transgressed.
Exactly. Okay. 他们却如亚当被约 Do you hear? 他们却如亚当被约在境内向我行事诡诈。却如
Adam. Like Adam, Israel has broken a covenant.
正如亚当一样，以色列人也被约了。
Israel's covenant was the older Mosaic covenant.
以色列人所被的约是摩西旧约，摩西的旧约。
They broke it.
他们被约了。
They became idolaters.
他们成了拜偶像的。
Now God is scolding them through the prophet.
神就借着先知指责他们的罪。
And he says, "You're just like Adam."
他说你们就像亚当一样。
Like Adam,
就像亚当
they violated their broken covenant.
你们也照样背了神的约。
Now, Adam didn't violate the older Mosaic covenant.
当然亚当没有违背摩西的约，摩西还没来。
It didn't exist.
亚当还没来嘛。
And yet, we're told that Adam broke the covenant.
但圣经说亚当背约，正如亚当背约一样。
And if we put Hosea 6:7 together with Isaiah 24,
如果我们跟以赛亚书二十四章和何西阿书第六章放在一块的话，
the curse that's extended to the entire earth,
你就看到这个涉及全地的受咒诅的
came about due to a violated or broken covenant.
是因着背约，所以全地都受了咒诅。
The first covenant breaker was Adam.
所以第一个背约的就是亚当。
Both Adam and Israel broke the covenant.
亚当和以色列都背约了。
Imposed upon them by God.
这个约是加在神，是借着神加在他们身上。
Both sinned and violated a covenant.
亚当和以色列都犯罪了，而且背约了。
Both covenants were conditional.
两个约都是有条件的。
They required the obedience of those in the covenant.
他们需要在约中有份的人要顺服。
To enjoy the benefits of the covenant.
你要顺服才能够享受约中的福分。
Now,
好。
The prophet Hosea.
先知 Hosea, 何西亚
relates Israel and Adam together in the language of covenant.
借着约啊，把以色列人和亚当连在一块。
Remember Luke 3:38, Adam was the son of God.
记得在路加福音三章三十八节，亚当是神的儿子，对不对
？Adam as the son of God was tempted or tested in the garden.
亚当身为神的儿子，在伊甸园里头被试探，对不对？被试验。
In a paradise.
在一个美好的乐园里。十全十美的环境。
In Exodus 4:22,
在出埃及记第四章二十二节
，The nation Israel,
以色列这个国家
，is called God's son,
被称之为神的儿子
，My firstborn,
我的头生的儿子。
Adam was God's son,
亚当是神的儿子。
Israel was God's son.
以色列也是神的。
Who else is called both God's son and the firstborn?
还有谁也被称之为神的头生的神的儿子？还有谁
？The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督。
Now.
好。
Israel was God's son and firstborn.
好，以色列是神的头生的，也是神的儿子。
Luke 3:38 calls Adam God's son.
路加福音三章三十八节告诉我们。亚当也是神的儿子。
Both were put in God's place.
两个人都
Eden and the promised land.
都放在神要他们放的地方，一个是放在伊甸园，另外放在神的应许之地迦南地。
Both were under God's law.
两个人都在神的律法之下。
And both failed their sin.
两个人都考试不及格，都犯罪了。
Jesus is called God's son.
耶稣也称之为神的儿子。
The firstborn.
也是神头生的。
He's called out of Egypt.
他从埃及神呼召他出来。
Matthew 2:15.
马太福音第二章二十五节。
Hosea 11 says, "Out of Egypt have I called my son."
何西阿书第七章告诉我，神说我从埃及召我的儿子出来。
That actually refers back to Israel.
其实这是回顾指向以色列啊。
Being called out of Egypt by God.
神从埃及召以色列人出来
，taken out of Egypt，
把他们带出来
，tested in the wilderness，
然后在旷野试探他们
，moderated，
然后建立了约，与他们立约。
Wilderness generation sins and fails，
在旷野的这一代，他们犯罪了，而且倒闭旷野。
Then they're put in God's land, God's place.
最后他们被放在神所要的应许之地,
under God's rule.
在神的统治之下.
And then their history is a history of sin.
但以色列人历史是失败和犯罪的历史.
But Jesus is God's son.
但耶稣基督身为神的儿子.
Jesus is God's firstborn.
耶稣是神的头生的.
Is sent to the earth.
神差耶稣来.
He's tested.
他也被试探.
Not in paradise.
不是在伊甸园乐园里.
But out in a wilderness.
乃是在旷野.
Driven by the Spirit of God.
神的灵驱使他.
Into the wilderness for.
把他带到旷野多少天?
40 days.
40天.
Corresponding with the 40 years of the wilderness.
正如以色列人在旷野漂流40年一样，这两者有平行关系.
Ancient Israel was disobedient.
过去的以色列人从前他们悖逆了。
Christ is obedient Israel.
但是基督却是那一位顺服的神的儿子。
Christ is obedient Adam.
基督是那一位顺服的亚当。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not reacting.
That's fine.
That's okay.
We are.
Yeah, we're getting it.
Unlike Adam.
不像或许亚当。
And unlike Israel,
也不像以色列,
Jesus did not fail any tests.
耶稣过五关斩六甲,
he did not succumb to any temptation.
他没有在任何的试探下跌倒屈服,
he was spotless.
他是毫无瑕疵的,
he was sinless.
他是完全无罪的,
he was full of moral integrity.
他是完全公义正直的人,
he stood the test.
他考试过关,
he passed probation.
他这个试验合格了。Unlike
Israel, he did not sin in the wilderness.
不像以色列人, 主耶稣没有在旷野跌倒犯罪。
Adam and Israel as God's sons sinned.
亚当和以色列身为神的儿子都犯罪了, 都跌倒了。
Jesus obeyed.
但耶稣却顺服到底。
But not for himself.
但是不是为他自己。
Yes.
乃是为我们的缘故。
For sinners.
我们这些罪人的缘故。
Now you remember, I referenced Luke chapter 3.
你记得我刚刚提到路加第三章。
Luke 3, we have the genealogy.
我们有耶稣的家谱，路加三章。
Then there's the wilderness temptations of Jesus.
紧接着到第四章，就是耶稣在旷野受试探。
And that's where the devil comes.
那个时候撒旦来了。
First time the devil came and tempted men. Sinless manners in the garden.
第一次撒旦来试探人是在伊甸园里头。Now
the devil coming and tempting a sinless man in a wilderness.
如今撒旦又来在旷野里头试探一个无罪的人。And
you remember what Jesus said?
你记得主耶稣是怎么回应的?
He quotes scripture.
他用圣经引用旧约。
You probably heard those passages, Luke 4, Matthew 4.
你记得路加第四章还有马太第四章，你可能听过那些经文。
Preach this way.
是这么讲的啊,
you want to beat the devil?
你要打败魔鬼吗?
Quote scripture.
你要引用圣经。
Jesus is fighting the devil.
耶稣怎么打魔鬼?
Quote scripture.
他用圣经。
Which is true.
没错。
But that's taking Jesus simply or merely and exclusively as our example.
但是这样做的话, 仅仅是把耶稣, 仅仅把他当作我们的榜样而已。
But he's more than our example.
但是耶稣不仅仅是我们的好榜样而已。
He's our hero.
他是我们的英雄元帅。
He's conquering the devil.
他在打败魔鬼。
He's not just doing it for himself.
他不仅仅为自己的缘故。
He's doing it for others like Adam.
他乃是为别人，像亚当为我们的缘故。
But Adam failed.
亚当失败了。
In Adam all died.
在亚当里我们都死了。
Christ, the hero,
但在基督是我们救恩的元帅，我们的英雄。 那践踏撒旦的那个女人的后裔。
The last Adam who obeys.
那最后的亚当，他顺服到底了。
Faithful Israel.
那信实的以色列，神的王。
In whom we have salvation.
在他里面，我们得到救恩。So
be. Fifth reason why the new covenant is necessary.
好，第五个原因，为什么新约是必须的？
Adam broke the covenant.
因为亚当背了约。
He was under.
背了神与他所立的约。
But there's one more thing.
好，还有一个原因。
Connected to this.
跟这个息息相关的。
Adam failed to uphold the requirements of the covenant.
亚当没有满足约的要求。
Some call this the covenant of creation.
有人说这是创造之约啊。
The covenant of nature.
或者是自然之约啊。
The covenant of friendship because God.
或者友谊之约，因为神造了一个儿子亚当。
Or the covenant of works.
或者是工作之约啊。
Because its condition was obedience.
因为它的条件就是要顺服嘛。
Its condition was obedience by a sinless image bearer.
它的条件是借着一个无罪的有神形象的人要完全的顺服。
Its condition was sinless obedience by a sinless image bearer who represented others.
这个代表别人的这一位无罪的代表神形象有神形象的这位人，这个他要完全顺服律法。
Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned.
罗马3:23节说到，因为 并没有犯，都犯了罪,
and fall short of the glory.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Who's the first sinner?
第一个罪人是谁?
Adam.
亚当啊。
What did he fall short of?
他亏缺什么荣耀?
Most people say he didn't fall short of anything. God created him perfect.
很多人会说亚当没有亏缺什么，神造亚当的时候他十全十美的。
Was he created in such a way that he couldn't change?
是不是神造亚当造成这样子，以致他不能改变呢？ 不是的。
No, not only could he change.
他不但能改变，而且他的确改变，他犯罪了嘛。
He wasn't glorified.
他没有得荣耀。
He wasn't in a permanent state of relationship with God that could never ever be broken.
他没有进入跟神一个永远的关系，那个永远不会改变的一个关系。不。
Adam sinned and fell short of the glory of God.
亚当犯罪，他就亏缺了神的荣耀。
Jesus never sinned.
但耶稣从没有犯罪。
Jesus suffered because of our sins.
耶稣为我们的罪受苦。
And then what did he do? He
entered
into his
耶稣怎么样？他进入了荣耀。
He was glorified.
他得荣耀了。
His human nature.
他的人性
was brought to a state of existence.
进入了一个新的境况。
That all others connected to him.
凡是在亚当在基督里的人
shall be brought to.
都会进入那个荣耀里。
Hebrews 2:10 says he's going to bring many sons.
希伯来书2:10告诉我们，他会带许多的人进入那个荣耀。
And Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2:14.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦后书2:14节，保罗说
The believers in Christ,
在基督里的信徒
shall gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
将会得到我们主耶稣基督的荣耀。
Now that can't mean the essential divine glory.
那意思不是说我们会得到神的本质的荣耀。
We don't become divine.
我们不可能变成神的。
So it has to refer to the glorified humanity of Christ.
那指的乃是基督的人性的荣耀。
Believers are going to enter into that glory.
所有的信徒都会进入基督的人性的那个荣耀。
Even a glory that Adam didn't have at creation.
甚至亚当在神起初造他的时候没有的那个荣耀。
A glory that Adam failed to attain to.
那个亚当没有得到他失败了的，没有得到的荣耀。
The covenant with Adam.
与亚当所立的约
required sinless obedience.
需要完全的顺服才能得到。
That would have issued in Adam's entering into glory.
才能够使亚当进到荣耀。
Along with the inability to sin and die.
而且必须呢，不能犯罪，而且不会死。
That which Adam failed to attain.
亚当失败了，没有得到的荣耀。
Christ.
基督
gains.
为我们
for sinners.
为我们这些罪人赢得。
That's why the gospel is such great news.
所以为什么？ 这福音是如此伟大的好消息， 因为神为我们撑了。阿们。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.